From Tidbits on July 23rd, 2012, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbits staff. Quicksilver Beta 69. The open-source keyboard launcher Quicksilver has been updated to version Beta 69, a maintenance update with a plethora of fixes that also add support for OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion. The release now enables Quicksilver's paste action and internal shortcuts to work for all keyboard layouts, makes automator actions universal, and fixes sporadic opening and closing of the Quick Look panel. It also allows the app's preferences to be localized and adds French localization. Graphic Converter 8.2. Lemkesoft has released Graphic Converter 8.2 with quite the laundry list of new features. The well-regarded graphic conversion editing utility adds support for both Flickr and Google+, a local database for thumbnail storage, an option to enable and disable display of the current location in the map, as well as disable usage of Google Maps, an option to paste as text, and support for Photoshop-compatible plugins. The new version also updates image capture calls for improved downloading from digital cameras and optimizes file access in the browser for faster display. For a complete rundown of the many new features and bug fixes, be sure to peruse the release notes. Note that while Graphic Converter is available in the Mac App Store, that edition hasn't yet been updated to version 8.2 as of this writing. Carbon Copy Cloner 3.5. Like many software titles receiving updates in advance of OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion, version 3.5 of Bombage Software's Carbon Copy Cloner backup utility adds compliance with a gatekeeper security feature and includes the capability to create a bootable Mountain Lion installer volume. Once you've purchased and downloaded Mountain Lion, of course. However, the bigger news is that the app is no longer donationware as Bombage Software transitions to a commercial model to grow its development and support team. Carbon Copy Cloner 3.5 now costs $39.95, but is available at a 25% discount, $29.96, through August 12th. If you previously paid for Carbon Copy Cloner and checked the I Paid button, you won't be asked to purchase the app again. Though if your preferences have been cleared, be sure to read the release notes to learn how to retrieve your registration information. The new release overhauls its Recovery HD support for instances where you have multiple backup volumes with different operating systems, enabling you to associate a Recovery HD with each one and apply the appropriate operating system to each Recovery HD partition. Carbon Copy Cloner 3.5 now requires 10.6 Snow Leopard or later, but Bombage Software will continue to provide user support and fixes for version 3.4 used in 10.4 Tiger and 10.5 Leopard installations for the near future. The new release also improves performance of deleting scheduled tasks, fixes an issue that occurred when running macOS 10.7.4 with the 64-bit kernel that resulted in external volumes not mounting when booted from a backup volume, and updates the graphics for displaying on the MacBook Pro with Retina display. ChronoSync 4.3.4 and ChronoAgent 1.3.4. Econ Technologies has released ChronoSync 4.3.4 and ChronoAgent 1.3.4, both of which bring compatibility with the forthcoming release of OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion to the synchronization and backup application in its remote helper app. The two apps feature a new code signature and installer with improved support for Mountain Lion's gatekeeper security feature, plus an improved uninstaller that better removes related components. ChronoSync also improves its capability to prevent Mountain Lion from sleeping during long synchronizations and utilizes newer system APIs when accessing login items. Full release notes for ChronoSync and ChronoAgent are available. SpamSieve 2.9.3. Getting its ducks in a row before some upcoming OS X updates become available, C-Command Software has released SpamSieve 2.9.3, which adds support for the forthcoming macOS X 10.7.5. The latest release of the spam filtering software fixes a bug that prevented the app from auto-launching on the soon-to-be-released 10.8 Mountain Lion, as well as improves recovery from certain unexpected system errors. The update also improves instructions for automatically deleting old spam messages, enables use of the system's integrated GPU to help reduce battery use in the latest MacBook Pro models, and fixes a layout bug in the German localized statistics window. MacBook Air and MacBook Pro Update 1.0. Apple has released MacBook Air and MacBook Pro Update 1.0 for the models introduced in June 2012. Both the 13 and 15-inch sizes of the MacBook Pro with Retina display, and the 11 and 13-inch versions of the MacBook Air. The minimal release notes say this release, quote, fixes an issue that can lead to increased CPU power consumption, and it improves compatibility with some USB devices. Requiring macOS 10.7.4 Lion, the update should appear in Software Update for affected models, or you can download it directly from Apple's website. Alfred 1.3. Running with Crayons has released Alfred 1.3 with a number of improvements to the free keyboard-driven launcher. The update adds the capability to open a quick look window for a selected result, a command to quit all running applications, and support for transient data and clipboard history for improved coexistence with Text Expander. It also improves subtext rendering and enables you to reduce Alfred's text size to make the app feel more compact. For those who have purchased the feature-enhanced Alfred Power Pack, the update now enables you to pick multiple files directly from the Finder and add them to the file buffer. Additionally, it improves integration with 1Password by adding an option to show bookmarks in default results without the 1P keyword, plus the capability to copy a one-click URL using Command-C. Note that the Mac App Store version has yet to be updated from version 1.2 as of this writing. CloudPull 2.1.2. Golden Hill Software has released CloudPull 2.1.2, which brings the Google Data Backup application into compliance with the Gatekeeper security feature in OS X 10.8 Mountain Lion. This release is available only for the direct download version from the Golden Hill Software website, and is not available from the Mac App Store because integration with Gatekeeper isn't necessary for Mac App Store versions. If you are updating CloudPull from a version prior to 2.1, be sure to click the Always Allow button when prompted for access to the keychain password for each of your Google accounts. Mellel 3.0. Released about 3 weeks ago, Redlex's Mellel 3.0 is a major update for the word processing app. Chock full of new features, Mellel 3.0 introduces a live bibliography that automatically updates, verifies, and formats cited references, and then generates a bibliography each time a citation is added, removed, or changed. Other new features include a full-screen mode available even for users running Mac OS X 10.6 Snow Leopard, support for autosave and versions in 10.7 Lion and later, though the old autosave system can still be used, automatic language switching based on the currently used keyboard layout, fewer but more customizable palettes, enhanced template support and management, and easier access to styles. Updated with these same features, the Mac App Store version also adds iCloud support. Soho Organizer 9.2.8. Since Adam Engst's review of Soho Organizer, Kronos has updated its contact and calendar management suite twice, addressing several bugs identified in the course of writing that review. With the version 9.2.7 update, Soho Organizer improved support for connecting to CalDev and CardDev accounts from different iCloud servers and recovering damaged or unreadable CalDev and CardDev databases on startup. It also improved performance of the attachments block with large quantities of email, as well as ensuring that accounts are taken online after a network becomes available again. Plus, this maintenance release fixed an auto-refresh problem with calendar subscriptions in iCloud, improved syncing of contacts included unexpected styles of field labels, and fixed problems with published subscribed iCloud calendars that generated errors or didn't refresh. While 9.2.7 aimed to remove all references to MobileMe within the app, due to its shuttering, Soho Organizer 9.2.8 was released a few days later to fix a problem where an obsolete MobileMe panel was still appearing in the account's preference pane. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, Nuance, CrashPlan, Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.